is Kelman on Cliff Central.
All right, everybody, gather around, gather around.
Relax, it's Flax.
There you go. Look at that energy. What a start.
One of the best gym sessions today.
Did you? What did you do?
I did back, shoulders, but because I went a bit early today,
yeah.
I spent about an hour and a half there, relaxed environment. I ran, and then I went and did weights, and then ran some more.
Oh, so it was just chilled.
It was so relaxing.
Nice. That's good. That's what you need on a Friday.
It was empty, the gym. Must be like four people there.
That's dope. It's always good when it's empty.
I had a bit of an incident on the treadmill.
No, what happened?
I was running and let one rip by accident.
You farted.
Yeah. Luckily, there was only like the granny next to me that heard it. It was quite embarrassing, but...
Flex, contain yourself.
No, but when you're running at the speed and your core has engaged to maximum level, you just...
Jeez.
Like my jet propulsion system kicked in.
We've got audio of Flax on the treadmill.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Pretty intense.
Yeah, something embarrassing has to happen to you every day.
That is important, actually. Okay, so relax, it's Flax. There's a hell of a lot to get into.
Yo, where do you even start?
Where do you want to start?
ISIS is always a good place.
ISIS, what a horrible organization.
Because you know we love making fun of ISIS.
Yes.
I mean, if it wasn't for ISIS, there'd be only 6 out of 10 jokes. You see, that's a joke on ISIS. You see what I did there?
Okay, what's up with ISIS?
I make cocoa out of Cocoa Puffs. So ISIS, they got tricked. So a bunch of people from ISIS went on a mail order bride thing and tried to get a Russian bride. Now, the Russian brides were like, yes, I'll come to Syria, blah, 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 but pay me 2,000 rubles, whatever it's called. What's it called?
Rubies.
Rubies. So.
No, it is rubles. You're
rubles,
right.
Rubles, yeah. I read this story. So they pay the 2,000 rubles, but then this girl deletes ISIS offline, so they no longer like chat buddy friends. But then she comes back on and says, listen, my flight got delayed. I'm going to catch an earlier flight if you can just gather a bit more rubles. Gets more rubles, deletes him offline. ISIS comes off second best as always.
Jeez, what the hell are these ISIS people doing on the internet though looking for wives?
Well, must be very lonely in Syria.
Jeez, like.
But I think it's hilarious how they got screwed over.
Yeah, well, I'm glad.
But it's a genius idea on behalf of Russian order.
Russian
on behalf
bride
of
orders.
Russian order brides everywhere.
Have you ever been onto a Russian order bride website?
No, why?
No, neither have I. And I was actually having a conversation with someone earlier in the week, and one of the most popular websites in South Africa is like a mail order bride website.
I used to always think it was a joke that you could order brides online.
No, it's a real thing.
But then wouldn't it make sense if you can like catalog it and find love like that? It's like Tinder, but...
But look, if you just Google, let's Google here, find a bride... And see what pops up. You see? Hot Ukraine brides. 250 new Russian brides each week.
Is it only Russian?
Findbride.com.
See if you can find bride.co.za.
Find a bride in South Africa.
Hmm.
Oh, there we go. No, bridal wear, attentional brides, SA brides, mail order brides from South Africa. There you go.
Rosebrides.com. I bet you we'll get a lot from Rosebank.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
Wow, they're young. Oh, wait, that one with the black hair.
You know her?
No, I want to. How much are you going for?
No,
I'm joking.
You got to add as a friend, add to hot list, send a message. Oh, then you got to fill out and get an account.
You see, that's probably a fake person on the other end.
You think
so? And she's going to ask you for 2,000 rand, and then she'll delete you offline. It's a genius. I'll create an account today and do it. No,
would
I'm joking.
I wonder if you can buy dudes. Male... Order grooms, South Africa.
Imagine you buy the bride and you make her marry the groom that you just bought.
Oh, look, here's a picture of Flax.
No lie. Did someone put me up there?
How much are you? Jeez, 1,500 rand.
1,500 grand?
Then the deposit? Then, okay. Sure, Flax.
How much deposit? 10%?
Yeah.
As always.
It's very intense, though. It's a big deal, though. People do order.
It's a massive market.
It's crazy.
I wonder, is it legal?
Well,
you can't sell people on the internet.
Yeah, but these Russian brides will come over to the country and they marry the guy. So people have done this. It's a real thing.
Are you getting flu?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know. As you walked in, And I said to you, how's your cough? Now all of a sudden I have the sniffles. I feel like I'm allergic to you.
It's a placebo effect. I'm allergic to the carpets in here.
Well, I might be now as well. Now I'm looking at this microphone in front of me with all these germs and little hairs. And
sure, and I know quite a few of the presenters are sick and they were speaking on that microphone. But you did spray it with anti-infectant before,
no,
right?
No, I didn't.
Ah.
Where's the anti-infectant?
I don't know. I always see Gareth spraying it with anti-infectant. Check the drawers. There's definitely a spray somewhere.
I haven't actually looked in the drawers for a while.
You know that's Gareth's drawer you're looking in.
Oh.
What is in there?
An adapter.
Isn't that the adapter you're always looking for?
An adapter. There's your shame bells are here.
Really?
There's a flip file as well. It's a flip file with live reads.
Ah.
Ah, very interesting. Budget insurance. There's nothing exciting in any of these drawers.
I thought there was like spray and stuff for the microphones.
I bet you he hides it.
Are there no other drawers?
No.
How come you don't keep stuff in the drawers?
Because I don't own the building. I don't have a drawer in the studio because I don't own the studio. It's different when you own everything. Then you can, you know, take drawers.
I got a drawer out there in the main office.
Nice one. I think I also have
but
one.
But mine's full now. I need to commandeer somebody else's.
What's in it?
Well, I've got tons of papers.
Okay.
I got...
papers of what?
Just like papers.
Okay.
I like collecting papers, content.
Certificates of the death of trees.
Nice. This is my bonsai. It's too soon. I used to have a bonsai and
I remember
it died.
That.
And then I had to give it to one of the guys here and then he thought he could revive it.
Did he?
No, he threw it away when he got home.
Oh, man. Okay, so where were we? Now I am coming down with the flu, so thank you very much.
I'm sorry, but you can smash it with vitamin C.
Yes.
Well, tons.
I take my multivitamin every morning.
Your what?
Multivitamin.
You said multivitamin.
I know, I did, because it's a Friday and it's like 25 to, well, no, it's
you
22.
You must just take Carenza C. You just need vitamin C. You don't need anything else.
Carenza C is not vitamin C, though.
I mean,
Calcivita.
Calcivita.
Okay.
I take that every
but
night.
But you're still sick.
Yeah, but... That's because it's all in my chest.
You can have too much vitamin C,
no,
right? Donna, you can have too much vitamin C?
I just want to clarify something. Calcivita is calcium. The first one you had was actually the vitamin C. Secondly,
Carenza C is not vitamin C.
No, Carenza C is vitamin C.
Calcivita is vitamin C.
No, that one is for calcium.
No, that's not
Calcivita.
True.
Calcivita.
Calcivita is a vitamin C drug.
Okay, anyway, nonetheless, if you've already got flu, no amount of vitamin C is going to take it away. It's a virus.
So what would you suggest that, yeah, Calcivita is the vitamin C brand that meets the needs of South African women. Says, yeah, Calcivita.
Jonna, have you ever tried vitamin G? As in go away from the microphone.
Yes, I'll definitely try that. But what I would recommend...
Johnny, what must happen now? You did. Yeah.
Am I back? Yeah, lots of fluids.
Like water.
What body fluids?
No, preferably like water. Yeah, that would be good for flu.
Apparently there's a lot going on in your love life, I heard earlier.
No, that was a lie. Who told you that?
Al Brody.
No, Al Brody was just picking up stompies
that,
between me and Sia.
Oh, what were you and Sia saying?
Oh, we were just stalking people on Facebook.
Like who?
You know, sexy people.
Like?
Are you going to see these people?
I am, yes.
So there's a bit of a story there.
No, I mean...
There's definitely background to this.
No, I mean, guys, don't you go on dates?
Well, so you're going on a date?
People online.
It's the third date tonight that I'm
third
going on.
Third date?
Yeah.
Okay. What happens on the third date?
I actually don't know, hey.
You've never been on a third date before?
Mm.
How did the first two go?
Oh, they were all right.
So how did you get a third? You must have done something right.
Okay, I've got work to do, but that was a great chat.
Oh, but 2 minutes ago you didn't when you took the mic.
Just before we let you go, though, give me a motivational talk.
A motivational talk? Oh, God. Yeah, keep up what you...
he thinks he's still on. He's still talking. That was funny.
Okay, what else?
So, there's this hot Colombian model.
What's her name?
I think she's even been in...
Juliana Lopez.
Have a look at her. Oh, she's unbelievable. But anyway, she might be killed soon.
No, why?
She tried to smuggle drugs into, like, China. And you can't, by law, it's death penalty and life imprisonment. And they're thinking of killing her. And she's... drop dead gorgeous. I think she did FHM or something. Did you pull up a photo of her?
I'm trying to find a photo. All I see is needles.
She took psychoactive drugs stashed inside her computer.
I think this is her. Is this her?
You see that far left second row up? That is her.
Wow.
That is 10 out of 10. Can't level more.
But she's going to die.
Yeah, it's such a sad, sad situation. But why would she be taking drugs into China?
To make money.
There's plenty other ways she can make... She can be a Russian order bride for like $20,000.
Listen, people get swept up in this drug thing. I don't think she thinks she was going to be caught.
Yeah, the report actually says she thought she could flirt her way into China.
Well, I don't know.
Oh, no go, no go, no flat, no flat.
We're only interested in Asian women. You look too oriental. We're not interested.
I've lost my accent, my Chinese accent.
Did you ever have it?
I had it. Let me think. I always got to say something Chinese like, oh, sushi. No, sushi, no, sushi, please, sushi. You say now I'm Chinese. Not good.
Jono?
I was just going to say that's one of the most racist things I've ever heard.
What?
And I've heard some racist shit come out of Flaxon's mouth.
What was racist?
Okay, I'll play you back the podcast and I'll point out all the racist parts that just took place.
When you play back the podcast, be sure to include this bit.
Which?
I will.
Okay, there we go.
What is he on about?
Okay, what else, Flax?
Girl sent home from work because she was wearing revealing shorts.
What was her job?
She worked at JCPenney's. You know the clothing retailer?
Yeah, it's a pretty formal... Not formal, but it's kind of... A formal-ish brand. I guess it would be
I've never seen it.
JCPenney would probably be a little bit like maybe... Not Fashini, but... A little bit more sophisticated.
Like,
It's kind of like middle age. No, it's like for women. It's like a Stutterfords.
Well, anyway, she went into the work, like, they've got their sections pieced out. One that's called, what to wear to work.
Yeah.
What's the exact word? I can't find it, but worker's attire. And she bought the shorts from there and then she wore them to work and then she got fired for that.
But did she wear the size too small?
No. Well, you wear the size that fits you, no?
No, not necessarily. Those hot shorts are made to be tighter, so I would think you'd buy them. And you know, if you want to get the ass to drop out the bottom of it, then you have to get the really tight one.
I saw the photo. They looked all right. I mean, they weren't something that I'd recommend as dress code.
And she's only 17.
Yeah. It's not something I would recommend as dress code in any work environment. I don't understand why they were under dress code. If you want to go see the photo... Her name is Sylvia Stoll.
Stoll.
Sylvia, S-Y-L-V-A, surname S-T-O-E-L.
I'm going to look it up now real quick.
Check
it.
She's got the red shorts.
NewYorkDailyNews.com. No, that's not bad at all. The shorts aren't even hot shorts, these shorts. They're kind of like just sort of mid-thigh shorts. And there's even space that they don't like... Hug the skin.
Exactly. They're like floppy.
Yeah, they're floppy. So what's the issue here?
I know. She's raising a big deal over this.
Okay. Well she should.
What's going viral and everything?
What else?
Amazon.
Yeah.
Have you heard of this thing called a dash button?
No, what's that?
To me, it's like the coolest thing ever since sliced bread. So it's a button that as soon as you finish something. Okay. So imagine you go onto Amazon, you buy a button. What do you buy a lot of at home?
Toothpaste.
Okay, so it's a toothpaste button, tiny little clicker button. You put it by your sink, and as soon as your toothpaste runs out, you push the button, and it goes wirelessly, orders online from Amazon another thing of toothpaste, and then gets delivered at your door the next day.
Jeez.
How awesome is that?
That's very cool.
Can
you do that for Russian order brides?
No. But when it came to April Fools, they rolled this out as an April Fools joke, but now they're really starting to implement it because it worked. People wanted to buy it.
That's amazing. You know that Amazon is now a bigger company in the States than Walmart.
Really?
Yeah. Which
Walmart's massive.
Online shopping is bigger than sort of traditional shopping, which is crazy.
What do you mean? Oh, yes, of course, online, because ease of accessibility.
Yeah, but, I mean, that's a big deal. In South Africa, it's still very store-driven.
Yeah, but that's because of security reasons.
What do you mean?
You're scared to give away your PIN and
No, that's stuff. Not it at all. It's just because the Africans don't like buying shit online.
Yeah, because of security reasons.
No, also you buy it, it's the wrong size, you have to take it back, it's a mission.
Well, if they made websites more like user-friendly that you can get the right sizes, like it can go home and take a tape measure. If your waist is this, then your
but
size...
But they do that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Why aren't people buying?
Well, I don't know, because they haven't marketed it clearly.
I've recently started buying shoes online.
What shoes did you get?
Well, I got my new tackies. I haven't worn yet.
They're the right size?
Yeah. Well, I bought one like at the shops, and then I just copied the size.
Same size. Yeah, makes sense.
And sometimes you'll find cheaper online, stuff like that.
What else? Still Amazon.
Yeah, they signed Jeremy Clarkson, Richard Hammond, and James May for another season of Top Gear.
Big deal.
So now we're never ever going to miss out on them.
It's not going to be called that, though.
I heard it is.
Really?
Yeah.
How can they do that?
Well, didn't Jeremy Clarkson own the name?
I guess so.
I mean, think about it. They came here and they had Top Gear Festival.
That's... No, they didn't. Did they? I don't think they called it Top Gear Festival when they came here recently.
Called Top Gear.
Let's Google. Does...
Because I was reading this article and I was like, okay... BBC obviously owns the name, but nowhere here did I see that they're changing the name.
In 2012, BBC Worldwide had paid £8.4 million for Clarkson's stake in a joint venture which had owned the commercial rights to Top Gear. He received dividends of £4.86 million in 2012. So... 2012. So I think that they bought it from him a few years ago. I could be wrong here, but I don't think he owns the title Top Gear.
So then maybe they'll change it.
Maybe they can call it at the top of the gear.
Yeah.
Or gear down.
Remember there's a show, Sixth Gear, so maybe you can call it... No, there's even a show, Fifth Gear.
Maybe they should just, you know, come into the future and call it Automatic.
Let's see what their names are. Maybe we can come up with an acronym. Jeremy Richard James. JRJ.
JRJ. JRJ Automatic.
Yes, JRJ Automatic.
Dig it. Let's copyright it and sue them for lots when they use it.
Well, I'm sure this is legal. Like, we can use this as evidence.
I'm glad we have the podcast.
Yes, and the podcast is dated.
Perfect.
So, legality reasons.
Legal reasons.
Legal reasons.
Legal reasons.
Isn't legality?
Legality is the legality of something, but it wouldn't be legality reasons.
Oh.
Legal reasons.
See?
Tell me about Sean Penn and Charlize Theron.
Did you know they worked together on a movie?
No.
Okay, so they were...
Yeah, they did. That's right, yeah.
But now they broke up.
Yeah.
And they had to reshoot some scenes for the movie, so they had to see each other again. That's why you never, like, date someone that you work with.
You never shit where you work.
I was legit about to say, you never eat where you shit.
Yeah.
That's why. Never, ever date a coworker.
I feel like we are missing office romances here at Cliff Central. I just can't really see who would go, like, how it would work, though. I don't know. Jono, you want to weigh in on this? Any office romances?
If Dari wasn't married, I'd say Dari and Greg would go well together. Flex, I don't know who he'd fit with, hey? I think if anyone was going to fall in love, it would be yourself, Ari, and Kat, because the way you fight is like a married couple. Yeah.
And you?
Who would I be with?
Yeah.
Probably Sia.
So that means you want to.
Yeah, you know. Once you go black.
Wow. I mean... Have you told Sia about this?
I've dropped a few hints.
And how did he respond?
You know, he's playing hard to get, but I can tell.
No, by you making him think you're with other people, that makes him want you more.
Yeah, it's all psychological warfare.
I see. Okay.
Maybe one of you guys could get your minister's license and then could sort us out.
We're Jewish, so I don't know if we could get a priest's license.
Hey, I can wear
a
yarmulke.
Okay.
Yeah. That was groundbreaking news reporting right there.
That was
there.
Big. I just wish we could get Sia to weigh in on this.
I don't even know if you even heard that.
Is he still here?
Yeah.
Should we phone him?
He's definitely here.
He's in the office, hey? Let's see if we can phone him. Tell me something else while I try to get him on the line.
So there's a thing called Electric Zoo.
Mm.
Now, it's a music festival.
It's just there we go. Yeah.
Okay. So a VIP ticket goes for $439. Now, Dan Bilzerian paid for a VIP ticket $654,000.
Why?
Because what he wants, and he paid with his Amex card, what he wants is a VIP deck. He comes in on a private helicopter, and then he has the whole deck to himself for 200 Playboy guests. And, of course, there's tons of liquor involved in this. Is it ringing?
I don't know. It might start ringing now. Oh, there we go.
It's going to go, hello. Sia, hello.
Hello.
Hello, Sia.
Hi.
What's happening?
Good, good. What's up?
We're just having a bit of a problem here.
What problem?
There's something wrong.
What do you mean?
Jono?
Hey, babe.
Pardon?
Sia, where are you?
What is going on with you guys?
Where are you?
What are you guys doing?
Where are you? Where are you?
I feel like you guys might just slightly be bored.
No, where are you? Where are you?
Why does that matter again?
Are you in Neil's office?
Yeah, your car's in the parking lot.
Well, what do you feel about Jono?
Excuse me?
How do you feel about Jono?
Jono's an amazing coworker. He's fantastic at what he does. And I think there's, yeah, employee of the week, definitely.
Oh, what? So you'd give him a gold star?
Sorry, I don't know. This line is pretty bad, hey?
Okay, well, why don't you come into the studio? Because we can't locate you. You're somewhere in the building.
Oh, no. Oh, I'm really struggling to hear you.
If he was an Instagram photo, would you double tap it?
I'm more of a Twitter person.
Okay, Sia. Well, listen, Sia, are you in the building just before we wrap this up?
I can neither confirm nor deny.
Okay, but your car is there.
Well, there's Uber as well.
Well, you don't leave work early, so you must be here.
Great chat. What an awesome segment. Relax and flex for the win.
There you go. Sia Sangweni. Oh, by the way, you were live.
Yes, I am alive. Okay. Thank you.
Jono?
Yeah, he's just like pretending like he doesn't know. You know, we don't want to break the news to everyone just yet. So.
What news?
You know, of our love for each other.
Oh, mad.
Wow.
Sia, you still on the line?
He's gone. Actually, maybe. Oh, no, there you go. He put the phone down on us. Okay, Flax, where were we?
I was just telling you about Dan Bilzerian paying $650,000 for a VIP ticket.
Jeez, a lot of money.
Do you know, even for him, I'd expect like nearly $1 million to be a lot. Just to get 200 Playboy guests in.
I feel like they would have just given it to him anyway.
And it's not even a cool band. It's like Above and Beyond and Chemical Brothers, and
yeah,
that's it.
But I mean, was he really going for that in the first place?
He was going for the Instagram photos, and they're probably paying him like $2 million to be there.
Yeah.
So he's just spending some of that cash.
What's up with Kylie Jenner?
She just turned 18.
Ah.
Well, she's turning 18 on the 10th of August. So a club is paying her, take a guess how much, to be at the club to celebrate her birthday party.
$100.
$100,000 to $200,000.
That is ridiculous.
That is 2 million rand just to pitch up and celebrate your birthday.
That's what you get when your sister's the star of a sex tape.
Yeah, and probably star of many more.
Yeah.
There's even a rumor that Kylie's engaged to Tiger.
I hope she isn't. He's such a dodgy little thing.
I don't know. He's weird.
He's very odd.
He makes weird songs and stuff
like
that.
Yeah, he just looks dirty, you know?
He's, what's he, how old is he? 26, right?
No, he's dirty. He just looks dirty. You know when someone just looks dirty?
Yeah, I don't know what she sees in him. And he's got a kid and she's 17 still.
Yeah, he's 25.
So basically she's going to Olivia Premier, which is in...
How much would you pay as entrance to go
Canada
to this club on her birthday?
Dollars or rands?
Dollars. She's getting $100,000 to go. Between $100,000 and $200,000, how much would Flax, how much would you pay?
I'd probably pay $30.
$30?
$300.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's a cool
Don't
club.
You drop more at a local club in the SA?
Yeah, but not entrance.
Maybe you can get a selfie with Kylie.
Not entrance. I pay for tables.
Okay.
I hate paying entrance.
Just imagine a table at this.
Her cake is going to be 3,000 rand.
And isn't eating a cake in a club the mankiest thing
Nobody
ever?
Nobody eats cake in clubs. You just... have the cake come to you.
Nasty.
With the flamethrowers and what's.
You don't ever eat the cake in the club. You don't ever eat in a club.
No, surprisingly.
You shouldn't.
There's a club I've been going to and people are having dinner inside at like 1 in the morning.
That's not a club.
They got like finger foods or burgers and stuff. Ugh. And I'm like, I'm looking at these people at the table and I'm like, what are you even doing? Like this club's popping and you're now having
Manky.
Dinner while there's like the smell of smoke lingering. It's disgusting.
You should only have like the Boerewors roll as you leave the club, outside the club.
You see, I can't have it because I don't know what they put in it.
Okay.
They could be pork, but it smells delicious. They need like a kosher one outside the club.
Well, go clubbing in Israel, it'll happen.
Oh, no, then you get pizza.
Or do you just do McDonald's? Okay, tell me about Zayn Malik.
He's definitely signed with Simon Cowell.
Yes, I got the press release this morning.
It even says Simon engineered and negotiated Zayn's new solo contract with RCA.
I think that what happened was Zayn owed Simon so much money that he had to, because he pulled out of One Direction. You can't pull out of a world tour and there not be repercussions for you.
Did Simon Cowell own One Direction?
Well, he found them on X Factor.
Ah.
You just clenched your fist.
That was the sound of
fist.
Yeah, because I was like, finally I can put that in the file and put it away.
There you go. Take
now
that to
I
the
know
bank.
Where they were. Like found and stuff. Mm.
You didn't see them on X Factor?
No.
The audition's online. You can go check it out.
I'm not one into X Factor.
Listen, reality shows are a touchy subject
this afternoon.
I like
America's Got Talent.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. What?
You know what happened earlier?
No.
We were supposed to have the winner of America's Got Talent.
Yeah?
Yeah, well.
Didn't she pitch?
No. Apparently she couldn't figure out how to turn her computer on or something.
Ah, but that doesn't mean you can't get it. It means you just didn't get it today. Maybe on Monday.
Maybe. I don't know.
She owes you one now, basically.
Well, she just, yeah.
Did she tweet about it or anything?
No, she didn't. See.
How old is she?
She's 20.
Are these youngins?
Hey, no respect.
No respect.
What else?
I think I have one more story here. Okay, so this is coming out of Statistic SA. No, it's not coming out of Stats
SA.
They
trended the other day. Did you see that?
Stats
SA trended with some of the new stuff they released about unemployment. It was all depressing, so people loved it.
I saw that. It was in the news. So basically the latest stats is people who take showers in the morning are happier and better looking.
Wow.
So this makes me want to wake up 15 minutes early and take a shower. But getting out of the shower in the freezing cold is my biggest nightmare.
Especially because you're up at what, like 5, 4 in the morning?
I get up at about 4:15, half past 4. Wow.
Do you shower in the morning?
No.
So you just come to work?
Well, from
sweat from
I shower
the night before.
The night before and like when I sleep, you know, there's not much precipitation.
Okay.
Or rest, like, whatever you
body
call
fluid
it.
Leakage.
Yeah, there's not much body fluid leakage. I'm very well contained.
Nice, okay.
So therefore, I can wake up, put on deodorant, nice cologne.
Yeah.
And then just come to work. Jono, what do you have to say?
I just remember when I was in grade naught and they taught us the difference between perspiration and precipitation. I was just reminded about that.
I teach you the difference between on and off. Your mic's about to go off now. Off, on, off, on, off.
I'm just going to go apply some deodorant so that I don't precipitate.
Okay. Finish for to precipitate.
Hopefully what's been said on Relax It's Flax has osmosis through to your brain and you learn something.
There you go. Okay, and that's it, huh, Flax?
That's Relax It's Flax for this week. Have a killer weekend.
Dope, how do we keep up with you?
You just run fast.
Sorry, did you want to end it there?
No, that would have been so epic though.
Okay, do it again. Do it again.
Half man.
Do it again. Rewind. So,
you can follow me on @MichaelFlax on Twitter, @MichaelFlax on Instagram, @MichaelFlax on Facebook, and have a killer weekend. Kill it, son.
Catch you Monday from 3.
This is Kelman on Cliff Central.